There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You've been catching up with a paperback writer of some acclaim, Malcolm Taylor.
Yes, I don't know if she's coming out in hardback. It's Brandy Scott, of course. She's now an author, and she's published her first book, and it's on sale in Australia and New Zealand, going on sale soon in the European Union and UK, but before that, the US. She is going to be a globally renowned author, and that's what's happening to her at the moment, the start of the journey in Australia and her home country, New Zealand. Brandy is down there pushing her latest book called Not Bad People. She sent us a little update last week. She was in Sydney heading off to Melbourne, and now she's in the depth of country Victoria with her latest update. And she said to me, look, if you listen carefully in the background, you can hear not Australians but cows mooing to prove where she is. This is Brandy Scott.
Hello from country Victoria, where I'm sitting on a rocker on a veranda watching the sunset and listening to the cicadas. I've just finished up 3 days of book signing and interviews in Melbourne. Interestingly, everyone so far in Australia who's interviewed me has assumed that I am an Australian. The book is set in Australia. And I have to admit, I haven't done anything to dissuade them, which might be a little bit disingenuous of me. But I'm learning a lot about how the book selling works. For instance, every book that I sign is effectively a book that is then sold, because the booksellers can't return them once they have my signature in them. So how big the stack that they present you with to sign when you walk into their bookstore shows how much faith they have in that they will actually move it. But it does seem to be going quite well, and the stacks seem quite big. W.H. Smith has highlighted me as a fresh talent, which means that in all of their bookstores, which are in the airports and the train stations, there's big signs, which is really lovely, and I've been taking a few self-conscious selfies in front of those. I have also started rearranging the books to my advantage, making sure that they are at eye level, which is apparently the best spot. That's where you want them, so that people see them the moment they walk in. But I am told that every single author secretly does that. And then tomorrow, I'm off to Auckland for more of the same.
So we'll get more updates from Brandy, but she's been doing a bit of what the people in the supermarket call merchandising. You know, it's putting their products in front of other books. I'm sure she's shoved Leanne Moriarty to the back shelf and put Brandy Scott, knowing Brandy. But as she said, everyone does that as well. And you could hear the cows in the background there. So she was in very rural. I mean, I'm not sure whether she was signing books out in the middle of nowhere or whether she was heading into Melbourne to do that. But
The farm is owned by a mutual friend of ours, yes. Shana, who used to live in Dubai back in the day, then moved to Australia, to Melbourne. Fine, many people do that. But then a year or two ago, just up sticks, left the city and bought a farm in the middle of nowhere. And those were her cows.
Brilliant. Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic. So she's in New Zealand now and flew out overnight. And we look forward to getting more updates from Brandy. Good luck to her with that. I'm sure she won't be listening. She might be catching up at some point during the day. And we wish her all the very best, because it's kind of one of our own. And these books that she's signing at the moment, people in years to come will say, look, I've got a first edition signed Brandy Scott, and it will be worth lots of money. Let's hope so. The book is called Not Bad People.
Well, we have actually had an update since we've been on air, because I got in touch with Brandy, because that message you got from her overnight, and I got in touch with her because on her Instagram she's put a photograph of a book review from a newspaper that says, what does it take to be the next Leanne Moriarty, who's the darling of Australian fiction writers at the moment.
I'm sure Brandy's going to grow to hate Leanne Moriarty.
Well, in 3 years' time, it will be, what does it take to be the next Brandy Scott? But for now, it's a compliment. And HBO picked up, and Nicole Kidman picked up her book, Big Little Lies. So she's a superstar at the moment. And the newspaper said, Brandy Scott's deliciously readable Not Bad People is the next Leanne Moriarty, which is a huge compliment. But
absolutely,
it wasn't clear to me which newspaper it was from. So I got in touch with Brandy this morning, and she said, it's the Daily Telegraph in Australia. And she sent me this update by WhatsApp after that.
Fabulously, funniest thing that's happened to me so far. I went into a small country bookshop, and they had a couple of copies of Not Bad People. And I said to the bookseller, oh, that's mine, I wrote that. He just looked at me and said, yeah, we're not selling very many, love. Which is just brilliant. I cracked up. Yeah, just keeping my feet on the ground here.
Yes, before you fly too high, we're not selling very many, love.
That's Brandy Scott in New Zealand.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.